So we've got a lot of numbers coming up. We've also got some terms that may need to be defined. So before we jump into the details, define for us, what is a megawatt?
Megawatt, which is 1,000 kilowatts, and a kilowatt is 1,000 watts. And you know what a watt is, of course, from a light bulb. So a megawatt is just a measure of how much electricity could be output at any given moment, not over a long period of time, but just right now. If all of the solar power in New Hampshire was going full blast at the same time, it would generate about 13 1/3 megawatts of electricity. And a good, easy way for me to think of a megawatt is about as much electricity as is used by a Walmart superstore, their biggest Walmart superstore at one time. So we could handle, we have enough solar panels in the state to handle 13 Walmart superstores at once.
And you've called that number, compared to other New England states, feeble. How are other New England states doing?
Well, consider Vermont, which I call dinky little cloud-covered Vermont in my column, much to the indignation of a couple of readers. It has about 70 megawatts installed, so it's got 5.5-6 times as much as we do. And Massachusetts has 841 megawatts of solar power installed, which is 15 times, something like that, our number. Obviously, Massachusetts is a lot bigger, but still. So as far as they're concerned, we're way, way behind the curve. And furthermore, our number really isn't growing that fast. Got the numbers from the state. And at the end of 2014, we had almost 13 megawatts of installed solar. And at the end of 2015, we had 13 1/3 megawatts. So that's not much growth at all. Now, there's one big project about to come online at Peterborough. That's going to be about a megawatt. So that'll help. And there's a couple others that are in the pipeline-ish. So I think the growth will pick up a bit.
What accounts for the fact that New Hampshire is so far behind its neighbors?
It's money, state incentives, federal incentives programs. Massachusetts and Vermont in particular have really pushed hard to get more solar installed. They assume that that's a good thing, that it provides them some flexibility and some perhaps independence. And particularly if you put the solar in the right places, it might help the grid. It helps them. It's a distributed energy, little bits of it here and there as compared to the large power plants like, you know, Vermont Yankee or somebody like that, that are just sitting in one spot and have to build lots and lots of power lines.
Traditional power companies, they generate the power, then they sell it to the consumer. Solar power, at least as far as Solar City, the California-based company, is concerned, operates on a different model. Can you explain that model for us?
Sure, absolutely. Solar panels, the big thing about solar, of course, is that you can have homegrown electricity. You can't really, you know, build an oil-fired power plant in your backyard, but you can stick some solar panels on your roof. That really is the biggest difference with solar power, as far as you and I are concerned, at least. And Solar City is one. There's a number of companies in the state already, some of them local, some of them regional, that will install solar panels on your roof, and then you can use some of the electricity. And if you make too much, you can sell it back to the power company. So what's called net metering. And that has really been is what has driven solar adaptation. So far, the big thing that Solar City, which is a California-based company and the largest solar installer in the country, the big thing it does is it makes it much, much, much easier to lease panels. So you don't have to spend money up front. Right now, you have to spend several thousand dollars and wait for tax rebates and stuff like that. But with Solar City, if they approve you, they'll come and they'll put the panels on your roof for nothing, and you will start basically, they collect the money from the electricity and your power bill goes down. So that makes it all around the rest of the country. When that model or leasing or what's called power purchase agreements, when those have come in, the amount of residential solar has skyrocketed. So the assumption is that New Hampshire's feeble number will be a little bit less feeble, at least as Solar City and its other competitors get going.
So what do you think, David? Are you ready to put some solar panels on your roof or in your backyard?
I'd love to have them. I'd love to go downstairs and see the meter running backwards. Everybody talks about that when they first install the panels on a sunny day. So I'm looking forward to it. I have not talked to anybody about it yet, but I just might.
That's David Brooks, the author of the Granite Geek column for the Nashua Telegraph, and he's also head geek at graniteGeek.org. Is that okay to call you head geek there?
Head geek, man. How about Uber geek? Geek-O-Rama. Yeah, no, that's fine. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you, David.